We used to use feather beds, and now she's got a, what kind of bed is it?
A mattress
pad. Yeah, and then the sheet, what you use on there now, and then the pillow.
I said, what would you put on a bed for warmth?
Well, it's, we use it, in the wintertime, we use a quilt and probably our electric blanket. And in the summertime, we need to put something on that the other way to be, keep it cool instead of warm.
Now, the fancy top cover on a bed, you call that the?
Spread, bed spread.
Okay, the last thing you put that on, counterpane?
Counterpane. Yeah, bed spread, counterpane.
Okay, and you put your head on it?
You're talking about a pillow, ain't it, Fluff? Pillow?
Yeah.
Okay, did you ever see a pillow that went clean across the bed?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was that?
That was a bolster. I called them bolster.
I said a bolster went
all the way across the bed.
Okay. Now, if somebody came to visit you and you're not there, your wife would say, no, he's not.
He's out of town.
Okay, no, he's not.
He's not at home, he's off in the field. Tell where I was at, which one would be most suitable. Yeah. But you ain't supposed to be down there on that thing.
Well, somebody's driving by to see you, and you're out in the field, they see you, and they say, is the missus at home? And you might say, well, she's baking some cookies. She's what?
Oh, well, doing a house work, chores or cooking or something. I don't know which one it'd be. It's so many things for them to be doing, you know.
Well, she'd be in the, maybe she'd be, the kitchen was where she was at, and you'd say, she's
in the kitchen now, okay, cooking or something.
All right. Now, can you tell me about what you drink, maybe at breakfast and that sort of thing? What do you have when you get up?
Well, we get always get a drink of water first and then coffee for breakfast.
What kind of, tell me about how you make coffee and how you like it.
I'm telling Plum.
Well, we use the old people use for the plain old coffee pot that is on the stove and the boiler coffee.
I see.
And then we got to the drippolators.
Uh-huh.
And you put your coffee in and pour hot water on it.
Drippolators?
Yeah. And you got your drippolator, you put your coffee in and then pour your hot water in it. Like as many cups you want it. Then you got down to your percolator that you set on the stove. And then it would perk your coffee. And now you got your Mr. Coffee, the drip coffee, you got your percolator, electric, all electric.
I see. But you say you used to do what? You used to, how you prepare your coffee? You used to boil it?
Yeah, I guess
coffee,
so.
Just put on your coffee and your water and let it come to a boil, and then, and when you got about as long as you think you ought to have good coffee, well, pour a little cold water in there, settle it, and you're ready to drink coffee.
Well, Mr. Krause, how do you like your coffee?
Well, I used to like it with a little sugar and cream in it. Now I like it black.
That's with black, you say you like it?
Nothing in it.
Without?
Without sugar and cream.
I see. Black coffee, that's what else you call it? You say, I'll take my coffee.
Straight or black.
Straight.
That's generally the way they say black.
Okay. Now,